USDA officials met in a teleconference with officials from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, as well as the groups that had raised concerns about the government's plans of NCBA here in 2010. That would include representatives from the American Farm Bureau, National Farmers Union, the Livestock Marketing Association, U.S. Cattlemen's Association, National Milk Producers as well. One of the groups involved in this particular meeting in a teleconference setting, Livestock Marketing Association, of course, they're getting ready for their annual meeting in Oklahoma City over the next couple of days. We had the chance to get on the telephone with Nancy Robinson, their vice president for government affairs of LMA. She is in downtown Oklahoma City for their meetings over the next couple of days. And we asked her about this particular conference call. And here's that conversation with Nancy Robinson.
Nancy, you were part of a conference call and meeting that USDA, I understand, called to kind of review where we are in the kind of the conversation going on between several groups, USDA and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, on their proposal to change their governments. Give me your overall impressions of this meeting, where we are right now. What was trying to be accomplished today?
Well, NCBA at their meeting last January voted to establish a new governance structure, which includes the Federation of State Beef Councils, and which is their checkoff division of NCBA. And because there's checkoff-related activities involved in that, six industry groups signed a letter to USDA asking them to take a careful look at it to make sure that it was inclusive of other industry groups. We had a lot of concerns about where the Federation fit into the new structure, et cetera. And we've had a series of meetings. NCBA has had a series of meetings with USDA and with the industry groups over the last few months, trying to work out to see if we can come to some commonality or agreement on what that structure should look like relative to the checkoff and the Federation of State Beef Councils. The meeting today was, again, to look at, kind of where we are and USDA is in this whole discussion. I have to say that, always when we all get together and discuss these issues, it's a good thing. And we're trying to come to a meeting of the minds, but I think we still have some concerns and differences that will need to be worked out. And so USDA obviously didn't commit today to any final decision on whether or not the structure answers all of their concerns or their questions, but I guess stay tuned and we'll see what happens.
In your mind, I know the NCBA has made some changes, some adjustments on how the separation is for the Federation versus the policy side. Are they heading the right direction in your mind?
Well, they have certainly made some changes that have satisfied some of our concerns, but there are a number of us in the industry that feel very strongly that the Federation needs to be separated out from that single policy organization of NCBA. As you know from LMA's history on these issues, we have always wanted to be sure that all paying producers into the checkoff are represented in what projects are funded and how the organizations are governed. And we think that the best way to achieve that is to separate out the Federation of State Beef Councils, which are representing all producers in the states who pay the checkoff, from the policy, from a single dedicated policy organization.
So I would take it that even if NCBA kind of said, "Hey, we're not going to change a thing of what we're doing now," in other words, we're going to dump the government's plan altogether, you still have got concerns about their current structure then?
Yes, we still have some concerns, as I think other organizations that are involved in the discussions have. And so, if they choose to proceed without getting agreement of some of our organizations, as well as USDA or the CBV or whatever, then, you know, I think we'll just have to see what, you know, how we proceed from there.
Any timelines thrown out there by USDA on how what they're trying to accomplish here?
Not really. Of course, NCBA is under some time restrictions because they need to send their bylaw changes and documents related to this to their membership before their July meeting. And like all organizations, we usually have like 30 days that those have to be to our members before they vote on those kinds of resolutions or issues.
So they're getting pretty close to that 30-day window, or some sort of a window, I would think, then.
Yes, they are.
You know, in your mind, Nancy, what would be the perfect solution on this thing?
Well, in LMA's mind, it is that we separate check-off related functions from a policy organization, which is NCBA.
Would that look kind of like what we used to have under the old National Livestock and Meat Board then?
Yes, it would look more like that for sure.
Nancy Robinson, Vice President of Government Affairs for the Livestock Marketing Association. I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.